dance.
The black bottom. And Ma Rainey was born Gertrude Pridgett. She married and began performing with Will Rainey. And Will Rainey was known as Pa, so her name became Ma to his Pa, Rainey, when they were married in 1904.
Now I'm gonna show you my black bottom. They tell you see that dance. Wait until you see me to my big black bottom.
And she was born today in 1886.
Oh, do it, Ma. Do it, honey. Look out now, Ma. You're getting...
August Wilson was born April 27th in 1945. From 1947, Ma Rainey and her Georgia Jazz Band with Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you, if you knew the answer to our history riddle. I hope I acknowledged everybody with the correct answer. If I missed your name, my apologies. Russ also notes filming commenced July 8th in Pittsburgh with sets converted into 1927 Chicago. I remembered that. And filming wrapped about a month later here in the Pittsburgh area. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, WSAJ-FM, Grove City, WCUC-FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYWLP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and internet radio stations, streaming services, and other online methodologies at SLVRadio.org/radio.
Song, you know that nothing used to bring me down till the day I fell in love with you, and baby, that's the day I found you. Got me singing the blues, you got me singing the blues. Oh Lord, does a good time man like me
ain't got no business singing the blues.
Go on home and get out of here, you know I don't want to see your face. All the things you're doing, that this boy's mine, it's an absolute disgrace.
You got me singing the blues, you got me singing the blues. Oh Lord, how's a good time man like me
ain't got no business singing the blues.
Love and lost my heart, you can't believe me when I tell you.
You got me singing the blues, you got me singing the blues. Oh Lord, cause a good time man like me
ain't got no
business singing the blues. You got me singing the blues, you got me singing the blues. Oh Lord, cause a good time man like me
ain't got no business singing the blues.
Sodom Scene with their interpretation of a Jim Croce song. Jim in Blackridge has been an SLB listener for well over 40 years and can't imagine a Saturday morning without it. After retiring 17 years ago, he joined the Pittsburgh Antique Radio Society, known as PARS, to spend some time with one of his cousins, and he's been collecting brands and models of radios, and PARS has its big Tri-State Radio Festival Sunday, tomorrow, at Center Stage Banquet Hall in Monaca, 1495 Old Broadhead Road. It goes from 8:30 until noon with an auction at 11:30. He mentions you might see a radio you remember from grandma's house or from the home you grew up in. Jim will have an Art Deco radio. I don't know if it's Jim's, but it's going to be one of the raffle prizes. He'll be at the check-in table to greet you. The location is about 15 miles west of the airport, and again, the address is 1495 Old Broadhead Road. Jim, we hope that event goes well tomorrow, and thank you for letting us know the nonprofit Pittsburgh Antique Radio Society does its best to take those radios and just make great things out of them, meaning bring them back to their original beauty. Might be changing capacitors, changing tubes, whatever it is. They do great work. That's all happening tomorrow.
Prime Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Prime Stage Theater's production of 12 Angry Men takes place at the New Hazlett Theater in Pittsburgh's Northside from May 2nd through 11th as part of its 28th season of Strength, Voices, and Hope. More details are available at primestage.com.
I am thrilled to let you know that our summer camps are filling up fast, but not so fast that there is not still room for you. I'm even more happy to let you know that we have full and partial scholarships that are still available. If you are between the ages of 12 and 18, or if you know somebody with kids in their family or circle of friends between the ages of 12 and 18, I hope you'll let them know about our summer camps. They offer students a one-of-a-kind experience at our Youth Media Center, including opportunities to learn new skills, get creative, make new friends, and have their voices heard. The camp schedule includes 6 weeks of camps in July and August. More information at slbradio.org/summercamps2025. Well, now it is time to play charades on the radio. It's time for this morning's Brigade Charade Puzzle. You know how this works. We're going to give you clues for each syllable of what this week is a three-syllable word. And we hope you'll sound out the word based on the clues that we give you. And if you successfully sound out the word, or are pretty sure you have done so, I hope you'll get in touch with us so you can give the answer on the radio. This week's clue is Wandering Wordsmith. Wandering Wordsmith. We're looking for a three-syllable answer. Syllable one. One of two frequently correct test answers. One of two frequently correct test answers. Syllable two, sheep sound. Sheep sound. Syllable three, word before mat, bell, or knob. Word before mat, bell, or knob. That's it. If you think you might know the correct answer, join in the fun.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
We have a lot of people playing along on social media at SLB Radio. I can't always keep up with those messages as quickly as I'd like to, but I'll try to take a look. Rest assured, we're seeing them. We just can't always acknowledge them as quickly as we'd like. Here are Mr. and Mrs. Randy Ord.
Blues, 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 why don't you let me be? Blues, 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 stay away from me. One will make you happy, the other cause you misery. Well, there's two kinds of blues, and I've had them both, you see. Yeah, there's two kind of blues, and I found them both, you see. Yeah, there's one that makes you happy, and one that causes me misery. Blues, 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 why don't you let me be?
The other misery. One will make you happy, the other calls you misery.
That is a brand new album, Rhiannon Giddens and Justin Robinson playing together. And the album just in this week called What Did the Blackbird Say to the Crow? And a lot of great fiddle and banjo tunes together. And I hope you enjoyed having a chance to listen to it this morning. Mary Mahonin and Randy Ord with Two Kinds of Blue. That's a song got, as they say, who are they? Anyway, the record companies, those that handle artists and repertoire, or those that report to the labels will say, heavy response. A lot of folks, in this case, it's maybe half a dozen, took a moment to say, wow, Randy Ord and Mary Mahonin, that's a great song, and it's great to either hear it again, some hearing it for the very first time. And I'm glad you enjoyed it. Two Kinds of Blues. I'll repeat this morning's Brigade Charade. The clue is Wandering Wordsmith, syllable one. One of two frequently correct test answers. Syllable two, sheep sound. Syllable three, word before mat, bell, or knob. Spelling does not count. Greg is going to join us on the air in just a moment. Mike in Mars has the correct answer. Tommy in Virginia is batting 1,000 today. Brian has the correct answer as well. Sharon, words are her thing, you know. And King, North Carolina, came up with the correct answer. And John in Economy Borough also is batting 1,000 today. Here comes Patrick in South Park with the correct answer. John and Carrick, good morning. And Larry in Elwood City also getting it, as did Tom and McCandless. Richard here on the north side. Bruce and Ingram, who said he got it just based on the clue for the overall word. And I believe that. And I think I've acknowledged. Ricky, you were on the phone. Was it Gary? Or Dave in Franklin? You spoke with Dave in Franklin. He had the correct answer, too. So did Bernard in Aetna, speaking with Ricky on the telephone, which you can always do. You don't need to necessarily join us on the radio. We're going to speak with Greg in just a moment, Greg. In fact, let's hate for Greg to hold on much longer. Hello, Greg. How are you?
I'm good, Larry. Always a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you, too. And thank you.
Saturday morning.
Thanks for hanging on for a little bit.
Oh, sure.
I'm not near a window. Is it still raining?
Well, it's wet out there. It's not raining at the moment, but it is damp out there.
Yeah, it was really coming down when we left today. Even the roads were remarkably slippy, as we say in
Pittsburgh. I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah, they were a little slippery. Well, let's work together on solving this. Wandering wordsmith was the clue, and the first syllable. What did you come up with the overall word?
Well, the first syllable was the frequently correct test answers was true.
Mm-hmm.
That could be true or false.
True was the right choice, and then a sheep
right.
sound.
The sheep sound was bad, and that's when I got it. I put those two together.
And then word before mat, bell, or knob?
Door.
So that gives you true...
Troubadour.
Door. Well done.
Troubadour, yeah. The wandering wordsmith.
Beautiful. Well done. And a troubadour could be a poet or a singer, depending
on... very true.
...on context. And it's National Poetry Month coming to a close, so it's good to perhaps think of the troubadour as we go through the morning today. Well done. You got that very quickly. Jess also got the correct answer, so a charge to you. I hope you have a good day planned. Anything special planned for your day today?
Well, it's kind of up in the air at this point. Nothing planned. It kind of depends on the weather, if it holds out or not.
Well, I hope it goes well. And, you know, a little rain, it's kind of to be expected. April showers and all of those things.
April showers. Yeah. Look forward to those May flowers.
You bet. We planted some this week, and we made it rain because after we put all these seeds in, we watered them, and that was a guarantee that it was going to rain by doing the watering. Well, thank you for being with us as always, Greg. A charge to you. And to you if you came up with Troubadour. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in about 10 minutes with our high clue.
Standing in a crowd, and I've felt my most content when there's no one else around. When melancholy Mondays seem to last the whole week through, that's when I reach out for your hand and the strength I found in you.
Best and the song Lonesome Troubadour here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And we're just a few moments away from the bottom of the hour. And while I have a moment, I'd like to let you know that last week's on-air segments with singer-songwriter Grania Hunt, playwright Joanna Abel, slam poet Louise Burke, teen astronomers Marina Dunham, and Genevieve Svederlich, and bluegrass band Slag Mountain are all now available at slbradio.org/catalog. Also, you can listen to the Saturday Light Brigade by telephone. You might be wondering, why would anybody do that? Well, if you are in an area where bandwidth is not plentiful, and there are many areas like that, as long as you have unlimited long distance on your phone, as most folks do, all you need to do is phone this number, 631-359-8728. 631-359-8728. You might need to call it once or twice to make sure the connection is stable. But as you do so, or after you do so, you'll hear SLB live. It's a great alternative way to listen if you do not have bandwidth you can use on the internet. Again, that number is 631-359-8728. Jim in Black Ridge also had the correct answer to our puzzle. And we hope to hear from you. He knew Troubadour. And Ricky just was chatting with somebody, Dave in Franklin. I mentioned Dave earlier. He had a request for one of our regional troubadours, Alyssa Hankey. And we'll try our best to get some music on by Alyssa in just a few moments. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. that is John Callen. And I wonder if you are scratching your head as to why you know that song. I have to admit, when I heard it, it took me a minute or two. That song, do you know who wrote that song and originally recorded it? I'll give you a moment to think about that, and then I'll reveal the answer shortly. It did eventually toggle out of my brain like the Plinko apparatus it is, but maybe you'll know it more quickly than I did. It took me a minute or two.
Prime Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Prime Stage Theater's production of 12 Angry Men takes place at the New Hazlett Theater in Pittsburgh's Northside from May 2nd through 11th as part of its 28th season of Strength, Voices, and Hope. More details are available at primestage.com.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
The song Coming Up was written and performed by Paul McCartney on the album known as McCartney 2, which was released in 1980. He later would perform it with Wings, but it first came out as a single from his second solo album. And a nice cover of that song by John Cowan. Nice request from Mrs. Edwards in Monroeville. Mrs. Edwards, we have your request. And that will be coming up shortly. She wanted to hear a Gordon Lightfoot tune. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it's time for this morning's High Clue. My wife, Ricky, has audited the High Clue. I saw you counting syllables, 17 syllables, leading to one specific answer. Are you ready? Units of measure named for an Ohio man. Who brought shock value? Units of measure named for an Ohio man. Who brought shock value?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
We are here live to interact, and we would love to have you here with us. It's fine if you're interacting at home, on your own, or with whoever you happen to be with right now, but we also would love to have you contact us at 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975. Here is a song that Mrs. Edwards requested. Gordon Lightfoot at the Saturday Light Brigade.
the woodland, through the valley, comes a horseman wild and free, tilting at the windmills passing. Who can the brave young horseman be? He is wild, but he is mellow. He is strong, but he is weak. He is cruel, but he is gentle. He is wise, but he is meek. Reaching for his saddlebag, he takes a battered book into his hand. Standing like a prophet bold, he shouts across the ocean to the shore, till he can shout no more. I have come o'er moor and mountain like the hawk upon the wing. I was once a shining knight who was the guardian of a king. I have searched the whole world over, looking for a place to sleep. I have seen the strong survive, and I have seen the lean grow weak. See the children of the earth who wake to find the table bare. See the gentry in the country riding off to take the air. Reaching for his saddlebag, he takes a rusty sword into his hand. Then striking up a knightly pose, he shouts across the ocean to the shore, till he can shout no more. See the jailer with his key who locks away all trace of sin. See the judge upon the bench who tries the case as best he can. See the wise and wicked ones who feed upon life's sacred fire. See the soldier with his gun who must be dead to be admired. See the man who tips the needle. See the man who buys and sells. See the man who puts the collar on the ones who dare not tell. See the drunkard in the tavern, stemming gold to make ends meet. See the youth in ghetto black, condemned to life upon the street. Reaching for his saddlebag, he takes a tarnished cross into his hand. Standing like a preacher now, he shouts across the ocean to the shore. Then in a blaze of tangled hooves, he gallops off across the dusty plain, in vain to search again, where no one will hear. Through the woodland, through the valley, comes a horseman wild and free, tilting at the windmills passing. Who can the brave young horseman be? He is wild, but he is mellow. He is strong, but he is weak. He is cruel, but he is gentle. He is wise, but he is meek.
Sometimes I'm not really sure I even know. What's the difference being different when it's difference now that it looks alike? You say I've changed, but I'm not sure that's wrong. Just the center line on this highway runs up my banjo neck, and I feel somehow it's just natural to be gone.
difference being different? What's the difference now that looks alike? You say I've changed, but I'm not sure that's wrong. Today it may be natural, sitting here discussing it. Tomorrow's just as natural to be gone. Soon go everywhere, because there ain't no other place for them to go. Where I dwell outside of now, for me that's really hard to say. Like sometimes I'm not really sure I even know. What's the difference being different when it's different now than it looks alike? You say I've changed, but I'm not sure that's wrong. Today it may be natural, sitting here discussing it. Tomorrow's just as natural to be gone.
Travelin' McCory's with John Hartford's Natural to Be Gone. You've probably heard me say how much I adore that song that was released by him just after Gentle on My Mind. And while John Hartford always did things differently, including every version of Gentle on My Mind I've heard him perform live, that song Natural to Be Gone has some wordplay and rhythmic picking and phrasing that reminds me a little bit of Gentle on My Mind. Natural to Be Gone, Gentle on My Mind, and I really enjoy hearing that song, and if you get a chance to really listen to the words, they are absolutely gorgeous. You also had a chance to hear Don Quixote by Gordon Lightfoot, requested for Mrs. Edwards, and we have a few correct answers, but quite a few that are not correct coming in. This one is a little difficult, perhaps. Unit of measure named for an Ohio man who brought shock value. Perhaps, what if I said who gave shock value? Let's try that. Unit of measure named for an Ohio man who gave shock value. 412-200-5975. Resistance seems to be in the air. We had quite a few guesses of ohm, but it is not ohm. Either resistance or a mantra of relaxation. I guess of Claude Foster by Kathy Richard on the north side just got the correct answer. John in economy thought it might be Henry. Tom in McCandless was among those thinking ohm. Tommy in Virginia got the correct answer, but not before he went thinking volt, ohm, ampere, and then he came up with it. Well done. Butler County, Ohio, is where this gentleman was born, but we're really looking for the unit that bears his last name. Russ just wrote, when I think of Chucks, I think of sneakers. And John thought it might be Watt. Gary and Franklin got the correct answer. Angie thought it might be a jewel. John and Addie and East Deer got the correct answer. And hello to Millie. I'm so happy you're listening, as always, this morning. And thank you. She sent a clip of a tune called The Log Driver's Waltz, which I will take a look at when I can. Millie also mentions that Rebecca's daughter, her granddaughter, Hannah, is taking her driver's test this morning. I can't believe it. Hannah, it seems like you were just bored yesterday. She's taking her driver's test this morning. And I hope it's okay, Millie notes. It's just a little bit tense around the house. Hannah, you're going to do just fine if you're relaxed. It'll go very well today. And happy driver's test day. Mike and Marissa just sent a message saying, what's the answer? Well, it's not what. We'll see if anybody's come up with it. I could give you more clues. It might require moving heaven and earth, or at least half of that. Unit of measure named for an Ohio man who gave shock value. I like it that way. Jess in Mount Lebanon came up with the correct answer. Well, if you came up with it, congratulations. You heard me mention the correct answers coming in. Charles Richter and Jim and Blackridge just got it, as I was saying the name. Charles Richter, he associated with the Richter scale. At one time, the method of measuring the strength of earthquakes. It's been superseded by something now called the local magnitude scale, but the Richter scale is what we were looking for. Charles Richter is the seismologist that came up with it. He was born in Butler County, Ohio. And we have a link to the Richter scale from our website that will allow you to learn more. Congratulations if you came up with him. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in our next hour. I'm often asked to repeat the haiku. Unit of measure named for an Ohio man who brought or gave shock value. And it's really a scale of measure. That might have been a little confusing, but I think if we'd used the term scale, it might have been a giveaway. The Richter scale, named for Charles Richter. Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. If you came up with the correct answer, here's a request for Gary. Alyssa Hankey, live on the Saturday Light Brigade from 2019.
All the flower children are waiting down on the edge of town. Yeah, they're headed for San Francisco on the Greyhound. Well, Bobby got his draft call in the mail, and he said for basic in the form. And all them corner boys sold their leathers in the head of Montreal. Well, this old town's been crying out, and it's been closing in. I don't got much here except bitterness. Yeah, there's a war outside and there's a war on TV. And that bus is leaving soon for that march down in D.C. So honey, join the war, join the parade. Yeah, the storm's been a-brewing, so welcome to 68. And I say go on, Bobby, join that jungle brigade. Yeah, there's boys dying on the field, screaming their mother's name. And I hear Montreal is nice as time of year. You just keep your head on down and stay in the clear. And they say go on west, now young man, won't you go on to California to meet the promised land. It's peace and it's love, yeah, it's rifles and grenades. Yeah, this world's on fire, so welcome to 68. Well, I'm calling you to say I made it to Monterey. And I hear Montreal is one cold place. And old Bobby died at Quezon when they shot down his plane. Say goodbye to what you knew and say hello to 68. Yeah, yeah, ooh, ooh.
There is Alyssa Hankey by request. From 2019, a song called 1968. And that's for Dave in Franklin. And I'm glad you enjoyed hearing from her this morning. Hello to Mike McGann. Nice to have you listening today. Also, David Johnson, new Pennsylvania Hall of Fame broadcaster. Checked in. Nice to hear from you as well. You can always follow us on Facebook at SLB Radio, which is how those two gentlemen played along. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Now he's a U.S. Marshal and a Lone Ranger. He's a U.S. Marshal and a Lone Ranger. He's a Lone Ranger. Bass Reeves is his name. Was a man way out west. Rode round this country with a star on his breast. Every white man and an Indian tribe knew he was the baddest man that ever was alive. Now he's a U.S. Marshal and a Lone Ranger. He is a Lone Ranger. Bass Reeves is his name. Broad-shouldered and 6 feet tall. Rode a sorrel that could outrun them all. Master of a pistol, master of disguise. Looked every man he caught now dead in the eyes. Now he's a U.S. Marshal and a Lone Ranger. He is a Lone Ranger. Bass Reeves is his name. Born a slave down in Arkansas. Lived with his master and his dear old ma. Mama said, son, you ain't free, but you can do anything you want to if the mister don't see. Now he's a U.S. Marshal and a Lone Ranger. He is a Lone Ranger. Bass Reeves is his name. I'll tell you another thing. Master called Bass Reeves to a gambling game. Bass's freedom was the stake that he made. Master cheated, you ought to heard the sound of Bass's hoofbeats as Master hit the ground. Now he's a U.S. Marshal and a Lone Ranger. He is a Lone Ranger. Bass Reeves is his name. Yo! Bass Reeves break into song. He get down to business and it won't be long. Whether in Muskoka, 100 miles around, they call on Bass Reeves. He's bound to track you down. Cause he's a U.S. Marshal and a Lone Ranger. He is a Lone Ranger. Bass Reeves is his name.
You've got Don Flemons at the Saturday Light Brigade, and he's a Lone Ranger, song about Bass Reeves. And I would encourage you to Google Bass Reeves sometime. B-A-S-S-R-E-E-V-E-S. He was a deputy U.S. Marshal, gunfighter, farmer, scout, tracker, railroad agent, and runaway slave. And he is more or less the human being who was the inspiration for the Lone Ranger, but not quite portrayed as Clayton Moore's character that he was given to play. Bass Reeves interacted with Native American tribes and actually spoke Cherokee, Choctaw, Chickasaw, Seminole, and Creek. And has an amazing record fighting for justice. Bass Reeves, his name. The Soundhound is on his way to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a non-profit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org. for details.
And don't forget that we have summer camps with scholarships full and partial available. Learn more at slbradio.org/summercamps2025. Okay, give us just a moment or two. Soundhound will be with you shortly. Yes, it's good to see you, and I'm sorry about the rain. You can't go out. You know that wet dog is not something we can necessarily cope with. Well, the Soundhound is here giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge, Soundhound. Thank you for being with us, and let's see if I can get the sound away here. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Good boy, good boy, good boy. Got it. You run along now. Let me give this is nice. We've been collecting the water from our rain barrel here. You can, there you go. Attaboy. I'll wait until we can hear the dish. It's always nice. Done. There it is. Okay, thank you. Here is the sound that the Soundhound brought for today. That's a hard one. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. You can also participate by going to slbradio.org/radio and using Interact Live. Good luck. We'll let you know how other people are guessing as well.
We are living these great big dipper. We are washed by the very same.